The U.S. attorney in Milwaukee says that as a senator, Gary George tried to defraud the state and obtain kickbacks from legal fees. It's alleged that George pocketed more than $400,000. During his initial court appearance before a magistrate, George said nothing. But afterwards, on the federal courthouse steps, George offered a brief statement.
Today I pleaded not guilty to these charges that have been leveled against me. It is my hope that through this process, I'll have the opportunity to clear my name. Thank you very much.
In court, George's defense lawyer laid out some possible challenges to the federal charges. One revolves around George's alleged use of state employees to help with his law practice and with a Virgin Islands television station that George partly controls. George notes that in the caucus scandal cases of other lawmakers facing state charges, courts are looking at what's a legal use of a state employee. But Michael McCabe of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign isn't buying that defense.
I think, like all the others who are caught up in the corruption scandal, Senator George knew darn well that he couldn't use state employees to benefit him personally, and he's going to have to be held accountable.
George's attorney, Madison lawyer Bruce Rosen, is also raising concerns about evidence provided by George's former attorney, Mark Sosterich. Sosterich has cut a plea deal with the government. George is also trying to slow the case against him, saying his defense team needs more time to wade through the roughly 11,000 pages of documents the prosecutors have submitted. George is free on $100,000 bond, but his passport has been taken away, and he has to get court okay for travel outside Wisconsin. If convicted on both counts, George faces up to 10 years in prison. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.